Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Mayor DeZien, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, the all-important hand-washing, people tend to skip or maybe think it's not important. But now, with the winter rolling in, it's probably more important than ever.
Yes, 'tis the season for a lot of fun holiday things. But one not-so-fun thing this time of year is we tend to get sick. And especially with all of the holiday gatherings, we're around a lot of people, and germs can spread quickly. Infections, both respiratory and the GI type of infections, germs can spread from person to person when you're around in close quarters at holiday gatherings, work, school, etc. So we know that one of the main things we can do to protect ourselves is very, very simple, washing our hands. Washing hands is one of the best ways to protect and stay healthy, especially this time of year. So when soap is available, there's actually a right way to wash your hands, and most of us probably do it mostly right, but there is a common mistake that most of us make. So when you wash your hands, you want to use enough soap, plenty of soap. So get your hands wet, apply your soap, and then scrub. And here's the mistake that most of us make. We don't scrub long enough. You want to scrub your hands for about 20 seconds. You might sing the happy birthday song to yourself. 20 seconds, although it doesn't seem very long, when it comes to washing hands, you'd be surprised. 20 seconds takes a little bit longer than most of us typically spend. So when you're scrubbing your hands, scrub the fronts, backs, in between your fingers, even around your wrists. Do a nice job for 20 seconds. Count or sing the birthday song, and then rinse. And drying is actually important too, because if you have access to a paper towel, you want to use that paper towel to turn off the water. Think about the knobs on the sink and how many people touch them and how dirty they can get. So if you've just spent all this time doing a great job of washing your hands and then you touch those knobs, you could have just recontaminated your hands right away. So if you have access to a paper towel, use that paper towel to shut off the water and keep that paper towel with you to grab the door handle and get out of the restroom. Those door handles are also can be full of germs and bacteria that could recontaminate your hands. So just a couple of things to think about when you're washing your hands. If you don't have soap and water readily available, you can use a good hand sanitizer as a second. Washing with soap and water is the gold standard, but hand sanitizer can be an option if you don't have soap and water. When you pick a hand sanitizer to have with you, look for one that is at least 60% alcohol. That's going to be the most effective to kill germs and keep your hands nice and clean and protect yourself from all of those things that are floating around this time of year. So wash your hands, stay healthy, and hopefully we can all get through this winter and holiday season without too much illness.
That is the goal, to make it out without any sickness. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.